Good morning. Today, I'm going to tell you everything I know about how to have a successful marriage. Now, if this depended on my wisdom, it'd probably take about a minute and a half. So it's a good thing that God knows quite a bit more about it than I do. I mean, He instituted marriage. But you might be wondering why I'm even bothering. Most of you aren't married yet. The obvious answer is that if you're going to get the marriage thing right the first time, you should know a few things and have a few things figured out beforehand. So, in the next 9 minutes, I'm going to get you ready. Man has had a history of disagreeing with what God has established. For instance, God created the world and everything in it in 6 24-hour days. But man says, no way, it took at least 6 billion years, and it involved a big bang. God told His people, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Man said, nah, we'd rather hang out in one place, build a tower, and make a name for ourselves. God rescued His people from the hand of Pharaoh in the land of Egypt, and said, I am the Lord your God. The people instead molded a golden calf and said, here is the God that delivered us out of Egypt. And what about the institution of marriage? Well, people have messed that one up too. Man has taken God's set of directions, completely turned it on its head, and totally followed it up to the point where half of marriages today end prematurely in divorce. Are you sometimes uncomfortable at wedding ceremonies? I have to admit that when I was about your age, I was uncomfortable at wedding ceremonies, especially the part where the woman is to respect and submit to the husband. Because in a society where there's such an emphasis on equal rights, God's way seemed antiquated and an unfair treatment of women, at least in the way I was thinking when I was younger. Eventually it became clear that God's way is indeed orderly and sensible. You see, it all comes down to how we're wired, how men and women are wired. Let me start with how women are wired. I found a good book that tells us how women are wired. The book is called Ephesians. Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for her. Now this passage is directed toward the guys, for sure. But if you read between the lines, you'll see that it reveals quite a bit about women and how they're wired. What does a woman need? A woman needs love. She has an earnest desire to be loved. She needs to feel loved. She's great at showing love toward others. Women are naturally better at providing loving care to others than the typical guy is. And this is not meant to be labeling or stereotyping. It's just the way women are wired. They're great at giving tender, loving care to those around them. And that's exactly what they need in return. Now, conversely, we men aren't as natural at giving love. We have to work at it, so God tells us to do so. He says, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church. That's what women need. That's how they're wired. God knows that because He did the wiring. He tells us men to give women exactly what they need. Did you know that God invented the honeymoon? There's this really cool passage in Deuteronomy that says this: when a man takes a new wife, he shall not go out with the army, nor be charged with any duty. He shall be free at home 1 year, and shall give happiness to his wife whom he has taken. God taught His people that that initial year is fundamental to a successful marriage, so that the couple can successfully work out the challenges that will emerge throughout the duration of the marriage. The woman needs that closeness. She needs that affection. She needs the love. And what do men need? How are men wired? Again, Ephesians tells us, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Now this passage makes today's society bristle and squirm. It's directed toward women, but if you read between the lines, it reveals much about a man. Notice what it reveals. Men need respect. A good man works hard and takes his God-given leadership role seriously. He feels good when people appreciate his efforts and approve of his decisions. A man needs to feel respected. God wired men to work really hard. God wants men to take the lead for the good of the group. In the Garden of Eden, God made Adam, and then He gave him a bunch of jobs to do, a lot of work. And everything was really good, except that Adam needed a helper. He needed support. So God made woman for the man to support him, to be a helper suitable for Adam. God wants men to lead in our church and in our families. He wants men to lead with confidence. And He wants women to support them with appreciation and respect to sort of prop them up so they can do a good job leading. Men need to feel respected so they can lead. It's how men are wired. God knows this because He did the wiring. Every marriage has this circular cycle. When a man treats his wife in a special way, she feels loved. She responds with support and appreciation toward her husband. And this fuels the man to express more love and honor for his wife, not treating her like a physical object, but as a tender person who needs his affection. The woman's natural reaction is that of further love and respect for the man she depends on. Now this is quite a healthy cycle. Too often, there's a hiccup in the cycle, though. Perhaps the man says or does something insensitive. This causes the woman to feel unloved. She might in turn say something hurtful to the husband, making him feel disrespected. And then he wonders why he should show love towards someone who obviously doesn't respect and support him. This makes her feel vulnerable, because she's not getting the love she most desires, and it upsets him because he's not getting the respect he desperately needs. Perhaps you've been to a wedding where the pastor advises the young couple to make Christ the third person in the marriage, the third member. And that's good advice, because if Christ is a major part of your marriage, you will constantly be reminded of what He expects of you. If, however, your aim is to extract from your marriage just what you need, your marriage will be on the rocks. But if both spouses are focusing on fulfilling the needs of the other, that marriage will be blessed. So in closing, allow me to lend a word to the wise. First of all, to you guys. Guys, work hard. Make good, sound decisions based on your Christian virtues. And be worthy of the respect from others. And while you're at it, remember that your significant other is not an object. She's a person. So treat her like the prize she is. And give her the unconditional love she needs. And girls, appreciate your man's desire to work and achieve. appreciate his desire to protect and provide, and appreciate his desire to serve and to lead. And to all of you, may the Lord bless you in your future relationships. May you enjoy a good balance of love and respect with your chosen one. Amen. Let's close by singing about it with these two stanzas.